Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
We're on this this sermon series that's called On Purpose. And the beauty, I think, of sermon series is that we start off in one direction, and then all of a sudden we start shifting. So the title of this message originally was On Purpose, Our Identity. But as I begin to sit down and study, God has really been dealing with me in this area of spiritual battles. And that's where I'm asking you guys, stick with me. Whether or not you have, you know, heard a lot of preaching about spiritual battles, or if you just kind of, you know, heard messages like, you know, brother and sister, everything's going to be all right. And you say, thank you. And then you go on with your life. Compared to everything is going to be all right, but please let me know that what you're experiencing right now just might be a spiritual battle. So don't sleep on the enemy. Amen. And this is not something to be, and I say this every week, this is not something to be afraid of. You know why? Because we have the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. But we don't want to be ignorant of the fact that the enemy is out there trying to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But we don't stop there, because Jesus says, but I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So that means that the enemy will try to stop your life in God from overflowing into the life of someone else. He's trying to hinder you. So wherever you are in your life right now, I'm asking that as we walk through this and we look at Jacob a little bit and then shift into some other scriptures, I'm asking, look at some natural things you're going through in your life, and then pull back the curtain a little bit to see, is there a spiritual battle behind that? Or am I just going through this as just a basic natural situation? So I'm asking that we peek into our circumstance to detect whether or not the enemy is trying to use something basic that you are going through in life, but he is trying to cause a stronghold to take place to the point where some people feel as if they cannot move, or they're afraid to move, or they're afraid to believe or even speak. Amen? And so if you can think about something natural going on in your life. So we've been following Jacob. If you haven't been with us, we've been following Jacob. Jacob had some things going on. But last week, we ended at Jacob was praying a prayer unto God. So that's where we are right now in the life of Jacob. And so let me just share something. So Jacob, he prays to God, and then he gets some rest. But he is afraid that his brother Esau is going to kill him. So what happens is Jacob, he's pretty wealthy. He begins to send all of these different gifts to his brother Esau because Esau is coming. So imagine Jacob is miles and miles away from his brother Esau, but he got word that he's coming with about 400 men. And he is afraid for his life that Esau is going to kill him, because if you were here a few weeks ago, Esau said, as soon as my father Isaac die, I am going to kill my brother Jacob because he took my birthright, which means that he took the blessing from my father. So I'm going to kill him. So Jacob is afraid for his life. So he begins to send all of this stuff. So as Esau is coming, he will be met with cattle and wealth and people. And the people would say, this is from your brother Jacob. And Jacob said, I'm going to do all of this with the hope that when I finally see Esau, that he will forgive me and he will accept me. And so we meet Jacob at this point, where there is nothing else that he can do. Not only did he send gifts to Esau, he also sends, back then they had multiple wives, he sends his wives, he sends his servants, and he sends everything that he has across the stream. Now Jacob is alone by himself. Now, here's where I want to kind of stop for a moment. Is there anything that we're holding on to that we need to release? A lot of times we'll say, God, I trust you, but I'm still holding on to it. God, I pray that you will touch this, but I refuse to let it go. God, I don't want this in my life no more, but I also don't want you to take it. And so is there anything that is bothering you, that is hindering you, but you refuse to let it go? That sounds crazy, but that's where Jacob was at. But he finally gets to the point where he says, everything, my belongings, my family, everything, I let it go. And that's where we meet Jacob in Genesis 32. It says, so Jacob, he was left alone, and a man, capital M, came and wrestled with him until daybreak. This man is God, and that's the reason why it's in capital M. As you look at some translations, it'll say that he wrestled with an angel, but this man, and some believe that it was actually Jesus in the flesh, the incarnate of the Son of God. So Jacob is alone, and it's in this moment that he is alone, that he finally have an encounter with God. And so for some of us, we may be wondering, how come I can't have an encounter with God? How come I don't feel God's presence? How come I can't hear from God? It is possible because you are so surrounded by so many people that you can hear them, but you can't hear God. The place that Jacob is currently at is because he was afraid for his life. So sometimes God has to put us in a situation that we are so messed up in our mind and there's nothing else that I can do, to the point where we have to push people away. And God is saying, just so that I can get you by yourself. And so if somebody is not answering your call, they act like they don't like you no more, if things are going a little topsy-turvy in your life, it might just be God saying, hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your right. And God is standing over here saying, hey, get out from amongst all of that and come to me. And we're saying, hold on, but I just got something else I got to get done. I got to keep sending all this stuff to Esau. But he gets to the point where he don't know what else to do. I ran out of options. Have you ever run out of options? And then you say, well, I guess I'll pray now. Guess I'll go to church now. How about we not get to that point? But you know what? We all get to that point. God, I need you. God, if you don't come through, I feel like I'm going to die if you don't come through, God. And that's where Jacob was. God, I done did everything, and I'm by myself on the other side of this river. And if I don't hear from you, God, and you don't protect my life, I'm going to die. Wow. And it's in that moment that God arrives on the scene, and it says that he wrestles with Jacob until the breaking of day. And I want you to see this, that it's not that God is actually having to wrestle with Jacob to the point where Jacob is so strong that he's ready to overtake God. This with Jacob is if Jacob is about to fight a spiritual battle, and God says, I'm going to wrestle with you. I am going to fight this battle with you. It feels as if you are fighting God because you might just be fighting God. But the true battle is not against God. There is something else that's going on in our life. And God says, let me come alongside you as a partner so that you and I can fight this battle together. But hold on, God, I got one more bill to pay. I got one more person that I want to tell off, God, before I really clean my life up. I got one more drink that I want to drink, God. I got to go to Bally's just one more time. See how this might be it. And then I'm all yours. And God is talking to us today and said, come on, don't give me a I got to do one more. Just come on. So if anyone here is at that point, okay, next week. After the summer is over with, then I'm all yours, God. And God is saying, today, don't wait, because the battle you're going through may not just be flesh and blood. There is a spiritual battle that has taken place that is not concerned about time. The spiritual battle is not waiting. We're not based upon your clock. The spiritual battle never stops until you surrender. And so God is saying today, as he did with Jacob, let me fight with you. Amen? Y'all ready to go? So let's look at these scriptures here. I'm going to skip over a few. If you've never read these scriptures before, we'll dig into these. So 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. It says this. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, I like to say it, it says as mortal men, as mere humans, we are not carrying on our spiritual warfare according to the flesh and using human weapons. That means that this life that I am living here, the battle that I am battling or fighting is not just with human hands. And in fact, this logical thinking will not defeat the spiritual battle that has taken place in our life. I cannot pay my way out of this. I can't argue my way out of this with someone. I can't just hang up the phone on a spiritual battle. I can't sleep through a spiritual battle. And even if you're in this place right now and you are having a hard time sleeping, it is possible that it's not just the natural things that's bothering you. There is a spiritual war that is taking place for your soul. And you can't sleep because your spirit is battling. And so what do I do in that moment? For some of us, we're like, let me take some. What's that medicine you take to get some sleep at night? People say like five different medicines. I guess they just ain't one. All right, yeah, all these different ones. And I'm not saying don't take that, but what I am saying is sometimes don't just treat your current battle or circumstance like it's just the thing that I go through. It's always been this way in my life. The enemy at times can use something that is so natural, slide in and cause a stronghold. And we'll say, but that's just the way it is. My mama went through it. My dad went through it. My auntie went through it. My grandma went through it. And they told me that when I became 35 years old, I was going to go through it. And the enemy is saying, got it, got it, got it, gotcha. And we're thinking, this is just the way my life is. And we're not fighting it. And God is saying, in your natural ability, you're only going to go this far. But when you realize that this war is beyond my natural ability, then you're able to advance, like I was saying last week. Amen? So whatever it is that you think, this is just the way it is, it may not be. It may be the enemy behind the scenes saying, I got you. And God today is saying, I want to open up our eyes to the spiritual battle that is taking place in our life. So if this was Bible study, and we'll pretend that it is, if you can think about one thing in your life that's been nagging at you and you really wish that you could throw it off, what is it? Don't say it out loud. Pull back the curtains on that. Is it possible that the enemy is trying to create a stronghold in that area? if you're a believer, you're going to heaven. It's done because you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, but the amount of people that God wants you to impact is limited because of this stronghold. And some people, if this is you that's in here, I'm not letting anybody in and I ain't letting nobody out. That is a stronghold. That is a fortress. You hear people say this. I don't trust, can y'all finish it? Anybody. And we have reasons for that. Something happened that caused us to lock up and protect ourselves. But if not careful, the enemy will come in and say, ooh, I'm going to put a fortress around that. So the people that God wants you to impact, you can't because you don't trust nobody. But the reason you don't trust no one is because something happened to you years ago. And that natural situation has now turned into a spiritual battle. Are y'all seeing that? So we will say, I have reasons. I am justified in my feelings. And the enemy will say, well, I'm justified in keeping you stuck. And God said, but my son Jesus died for you to be free. But I don't trust nobody. And so God will send people your way to be a blessing to you, but I don't trust nobody. God will send people for you to be a blessing to, but you'll say, I don't trust nobody. No one will say that will ever hurt me again. And we have means for it. And the enemy comes and says, stronghold. Am I down your street? And so this battle is greater than the generations that we came from. You might just be the one that God is saying, I want to stop it. I want that. Can I use this word? I want that nonsense to stop because it's not in line with my will. And we're like, God, I don't know if I'm willing to fight that battle. And he is saying, fight it with me. You don't have to fight this battle on your own. So whatever it is that God is revealing to you, that you know that this got to be stronger than something natural. If it feels as if you've ever said this before, I can stop any day I want. And you try, and it ain't working. Pull back the curtains. It might just be spiritual. Let me tell you something. The enemy is not going to let you go that easily. The enemy, listen to this, has waited generations to get some of us stuck in certain things. So that is a lot of investment of watching your great-grandparents, your grandparents, and your parents because he wanted to get to you or he wants to get to some of your children. So he is not just going to let you go because you say, I'm going to go to church now. You can be sitting in church but not getting it. And the enemy is watching to see what we're doing. Oh, they ain't doing nothing. They ain't changed. It's when you begin to start changing behaviors that the enemy gets up and says, hold on. whoa. But if you come to church, and we've done it, and before you even leave the parking lot, you right back into the same mindset, I ain't worried about them. But if you're in a parking lot, and it's never your fault, right, for the argument, and another person wants to argue, you say, you know what? I ain't letting nothing disturb my peace. Then the enemy like, hold on. Something didn't change. And I need to find out why. This person is serious about it now. So if you have decided, and I said this before, that you are going to change, and you're actually changing, and you are reading more and you're praying more, but now you're feeling some intensity, that's good. Because you just woke something up that had been sleeping for generations. Amen? So don't back up. Don't stop coming to church. I think I say this all the time. Come to Bible study. Join some of the groups. Because this battle that you just might be in does not deal with flesh and blood. It is a spiritual battle that you are in. And the only way that you can detect where the enemy is at is that you have got to become spiritual. If you are just carnal and trying to handle it just in and of yourself, you are missing it. You cannot see where the darts are coming from if you're just caught up in your own mind. Well, I'm just going to watch a movie to settle myself down. The way that we were dealing with it before, we just may have to shift in dealing with it. Amen? Welcome to the battlefield. Welcome to the battlefield. And this is not something to be scared of. This is more of an awakening. That means that if you're here today, God is saying, I trust you to make such an impact in the earth that I want to equip you so that you can see what's going on. So somebody in here prayed and said, Lord, use me. Lord, move. Lord, I want to just do what it is that you want me to do. And God said, all right, come on in the classroom so that we can talk about a spiritual battle. But in this moment, some people might be like, I ain't signed up for all this. And God said, yes, you did. Because you said, Lord, use me. Are y'all with me? For the weapons of our warfare, are not physical. So if we are trying to fight our fight the way that we used to fight it before in the physical, we're missing it, y'all. This is like me swinging, but the enemy is not there. He's over here. Or this is like nobody in here. I'm talking about your next door neighbor. This is like me cussing somebody out because I'm used to handling it that way. And God is saying, you cussing them out ain't dealing with nothing in the spiritual realm. In fact, you using that language is just causing you to be more bound. Your own tongue is locking you up. So every time I can't stand you. Not here. I'm just talking about some people who you work with, right? They say that kind of stuff. Not us. Amen? And God is saying that, you know, because some of us, we can lay it down and really hurt somebody's feelings. And so if I'm used to fighting someone who offends me by, like, buffing up and cussing them out, God's like, come on back. It's like God pulling, come back. I got this. I got this. And for some of us that has those buttons, you know what's going to happen? When you go to work, somebody is going to touch those buttons. And I pray that you hear what I'm saying, that that argument may not just be dealing with physical stuff. The person that you're arguing with don't have as much to lose as you do. And I'm talking spiritual. They don't care about God, but you do. And so when you get entangled in some type of argument with them, you're on their playing ground now. If you stay back and say, well, blessed are the ones that bless me, but cursed are the ones that curse me. God, you got it. I can't afford to be in that place. Woo, this is hard for some of y'all, isn't it? You mean to tell me, Pastor Will, if they, yes, back up. It's probably about five people in here. But listen to this. We are destroying sophisticated arguments, and everything that exalt and proud and things that sets itself against the true knowledge of God. What is this saying? That there are arguments in our mind. There are arguments in our mind that goes up against the true knowledge of God, which is the Word of God. And it says to us, and we are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. What does that mean? If there is a thought that enters into my mind that goes against the Word of God, I need to bring that thought captive. I need to pull it down. Please don't let thoughts just go all around here. Sometimes we just sit back and like, I don't agree with it, but we just let thoughts that go against the Word of God just circulate. And so we have to say, you know what? That's not, No. Stop. Open up your mouth and stop the thoughts from racing in your mind when those thoughts do not go in line with the Word of God. Amen. But guess what? You got to know the Word. If I don't know the Word, I don't know what to use to capture that thought. So if the thought comes and says, you always going to be angry, I need to be like, no, the joy of the Lord. Come on, it's my strength. Amen. I need to find a scripture that combats these thoughts that come in my mind. Because these thoughts are arguments. We're arguing with ourselves. And even right now, some of yourself is arguing with yourself and saying something to you that doesn't align with the Word of God. So God is literally given the Word so we can lay hold of it, so it can pull us out of where we are in our thought life. But if I reject the Word, then I succumb to whatever thoughts the enemy has given me, and now I'm in this stronghold. Strongholds begin in the mind. So if your thoughts are just wandering, you got to bring them thoughts captive to the Word of God. Amen. Wouldn't it be beautiful if we can just like I press a button and all this just go in here? But you know, that won't help if we don't believe it. You ever talk to someone, they know all these scriptures, but they ain't living? Did they live in a portion of it? They say, you know the Bible says. Why don't you make yourself subject unto what you know the Bible says? So it's not just enough to just know it. You've got to know it. You've got to believe it. And this is one of the reasons why I take my time breaking down these scriptures. It is with the hope that when you leave here today, and if you are not reading the Bible, that I pray that it stirs up something in you so much that you're going to look and say, does it really say that? It don't say that. I'm going to read it in like one of those watered down translations. Does it say that? And you'll find that it still says that. Because the Word is alive. And it can meet us right where we are. But if we are not receiving the Word of God, then we don't know what arguments to refute. And therefore, we're fighting against ourselves. Can I just say that to someone? Stop fighting yourself. Stop slapping yourself. Stop. But the reason why is because all you know is this argument. You'll never be nothing. You're arguing with yourself. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it's like, well, do you believe that? Not right now, but by the end of the week, I'm going to believe it. And that's where meditation comes in. And so, if there's something going on in your life, and we all have it, every one of us got something that we're experiencing in our life and we are not living our life at the level that God wants us to. Is it just natural because I'm lazy? Every time I read the Bible, I fall asleep? Or is it possible that the same medicine that y'all talking about, that there is some type of spiritual serotonin, whatever medicine y'all were naming, is there something that every time, it's almost like, it's not this, but it's almost like pixie dust, that every time you open up your Bible, something is almost like it's sprinkled and you start getting sleepy. Is that normal? You might be like, uh-huh. I used to fall asleep at school. But guess what? Ask God to help you to stay awake and read as much as you can of the Bible. Just to say you read it, the Lord is my shepherd. At least you got that in. Have you ever read scriptures and you just keep reading the same thing because you keep falling asleep? At least you got in the part that you read. Don't stop. The Lord is my shepherd. Good Lord Jesus, let me stand up. The Lord is my shepherd. Man, what they doing? The Lord, just stay on that until you believe it. And what does that mean to you, that the Lord is your shepherd, that he will provide, he will protect, he will nourish, he will take care of you. He will heal you. But get that, even if you're falling asleep. And listen to me. This is how much I believe in the word of God. I believe the more word you get, the more strengthened you'll get to read the rest of the word. Why? Because now your mind is getting in line with the word of God. The more word you read, the more your mind will want to read the word. It's like an addiction. You will crave spending time with God. But if you don't keep at it, you won't crave it. Amen? Whew. Somebody in here is having a hard time reading the Bible. And it may be more than one. It must be more than one person. Because God keeps talking about it. Take the word. And read it. The word is powerful. It can change the way you think. And we're praying for it. God should change our circumstance. And God is saying, how about you change your circumstance by getting my word so that you can see something different about your circumstance, and then you'll stop acting the same way. If my mind doesn't change, God can heal me completely, but I will act like I'm not healed. Unless my mind is renewed. And this is the reason why certain people that don't know how to handle money, you can give them millions. And what will they do? Because their mind is not aligned on how to handle what they have. And so God is saying to somebody today, stop praying so much that he change your circumstance and ask God, change me. Transform my thinking, God. Make me anew from the inside out, God. So that when I open my eyes, I might see that this battle is not as tough as I thought it was. Because I'm using the word to refute the argument that the enemy has placed in my mind to try to keep me in a stronghold. Amen? This is where the battle at. And as one of the young men said, you can have the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the belt of true gospel. But guess what? If you go out on the battlefield and you ain't got your sword, you're in trouble. You will continue to receive hits, but not be able to fight. And that's where some people are. You know who you are. You know you're going to heaven, and you are out there. And you are just like, I got this, God, I got this. And you are getting hit because you're not using the word. You're not fighting. And the enemy knows you left your sword at home. For some of y'all, y'all left your sword in youth church, Sunday school, VBS, the youth choir. Some people ain't picked up a Bible in a moment. Amen. Blame God if I'm in your sugar or whatever it is. I'm telling you, it's that important to read the Bible. And I pray that this week, that where you were lacking understanding of Scripture, that the Holy Spirit will lead you to Scripture to read, and you'll start getting it. It will make sense, that it will surprise you. But please, when it does that, don't post it on Facebook. Don't send it to your friend. Send it to yourself. Because sometimes we get excited about this new walk with us and we want to tell the world, but we don't even got it yet. So get it ourselves. Amen. Well, that was a great time, wasn't it? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Whew. There's a song that says, this is how I fight my battles. And I think it's taught my praise. But I'm like, let me tell you, the way you fight your battles is by getting into the Word of God and reading the Word. Amen. So we'll try to continue this sermon next week. There's more to it. I didn't even get to the full armor of God. But here's what I'm asking. Read these scriptures that I shared. Read them. Read them. Read them. Read them. I wish I had every one of y'all phone number. I'd be like, did you read? What you doing? Did you read? Oh, no. Nah. Pastor Will, I ain't get to it yet. What you waiting for? I'm too busy. You better turn on something to talk to you while you doing whatever you're doing. However you need to get the word in you, get it. Preaching, audio, reading it, devotional. Get the word of God in you, please. Because some of y'all, you're not going, it's not that you're going to die, but you're going to be real weary if you don't understand that the battle that you're in is spiritual. Amen. And you're going to start looking at people real crazy because you're not fighting the right battle. Amen.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in His love, and live out His purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.